These are the good times. You hear people talk about the good old days all the time, right? Lately, if we just go back to the good old days. The good old days. Are you kidding me? These are the good old days. The good old days? We're just figuring out how to do stuff now. And we don't even have it figured out yet. You want to go to the good old days? They didn't know how to do anything back there. Nothing. You ever see the first bicycle ever made? I don't know how to make anything. But I know you don't take the smallest wheel you can find and put that in the back. And the biggest wheel on earth and put that up front. It's a bad bike. Couldn't even get in the seat by yourself. Your friends had to fling you up there by the ends of your handlebar mustache and hope you landed on the seat. And once you started pedaling, you couldn't stop. You pedaled till you died. And that was okay, because your life expectancy in the good old days, 28 years old. Please, a horrible time to live. Hospitals were a nightmare. All they did was cut your leg off. Didn't matter what you had. Broken arm, the flu, you walked in, you hopped back out. No medicine, no medicine, no Advil. Could you imagine a life without Advil? Oh! You ever go to the cabinet and realize you're out of Advil? Oh! I just lay on the ground and hope to die. What are you gonna take, that 12-year-old Benadryl from the back? They had no Tums, no Tums. You ate, got gassy, and exploded. These are the good old days. Look at all your outfits. Look at these beautiful fabrics you're all wearing. And I know you had options. This isn't your only outfit. No, not in the good old days. One hard woolen outfit. Hard leather shoes made out of pig livers. And burlap underpants. Burlap underpants. You ever see black and white pictures from back then? They're all angry, just staring at the camera. Like, what's wrong with those people? Why were they so unhappy? Burlap underpants. Awful. No plumbing. You went into an outhouse, into a hole in the ground, and used leaves and a stick as toilet paper. Couldn't shower off, it wasn't invented yet. If you wanted to get clean, once every 2 weeks, you dipped in a pickle barrel in the middle of the kitchen with your family. Oh! Could you imagine? Could you imagine going last? Oh! A pickle barrel filled with hair and vagina water. And you were cleaner coming out than when you went in. Put on your burlap underpants, climbed on your bike, and went to town.
Watch Tom Papa, You're Doing Great, only on Netflix.